Lesson 91. Acts chapters 13 and 14. Introduction. Paul, formerly called Saul, embarked on his first missionary journey with Barnabas as his companion. They preached the gospel and established branches of the church amidst continued persecution. When the Jews refused to receive the word of God, Paul and Barnabas focused on preaching among the Gentiles. Suggestions for teaching. Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Paul and Barnabas embark on a missionary journey and rebuke a false prophet. Before class, prepare one sign that says no opposition and another sign that says constant opposition. Post them on opposite walls of the classroom. Ask students to imagine the space between the signs as a scale representing the level of opposition one encounters when trying to live the gospel. Invite students to stand between the signs in places that they think demonstrate the level of opposition experienced by Moses. Ask a few students to explain their choices of location. Repeat this exercise by asking students to stand somewhere on the scale of opposition for Joseph Smith, and then for Nephi. Ask a few students to explain their choices for each one. Invite students to return to their seats. Acknowledge that every disciple of Jesus Christ will encounter opposition at different times of his or her life. Ask students to think about where they would place themselves along the scale of opposition as they have tried to live the gospel. Encourage students to look for principles as they study Acts 13 and 14 that can help them when they encounter opposition in their efforts to live righteously. Summarize Acts chapter 13 verses 1 through 6 by explaining that as certain prophets and teachers were gathered in Antioch, in Syria, they received direction from the Holy Ghost that Saul, later known as Paul, and Barnabas should be called to preach the gospel together. After they were set apart, Paul and Barnabas traveled from Antioch to the island of Cyprus and preached in a synagogue in the city of Salamis. From there they traveled to the other side of the island to Paphos. You may want to invite students to locate Antioch and Cyprus on Bible Maps number 13, The Missionary Journeys of the Apostle Paul. Invite a student to read Acts 13, 6-8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened when Saul and Barnabas arrived in Paphos. According to verse 7, who wanted to hear the gospel from Saul and Barnabas? Sergius Paulus, who was the Roman deputy of the country. What opposition did the missionaries face in teaching the gospel to Sergius Paulus? Explain that beginning in Acts 13:9, Saul is referred to as Paul. Invite a student to read Acts 13:9-12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Paul dealt with opposition from the false prophet Elymas. What did Paul say about Elymas as recorded in verse 10? Explain that Paul used harsh words because Elymas was attempting to keep another person from receiving salvation. According to verse 11, what did Saul do to the false prophet through the power of God? According to verse 12, how did witnessing God's power influence the deputy? What can we learn from this account about God's power compared to the power of the devil? Though students may use different words, make sure they identify the following truth. The power of God is far greater than the power of the devil. You may want to suggest that students write this truth in their scriptures next to Acts 13:9-12. Invite students to ponder how understanding that God's power is vastly superior to the power of the devil could help us as we face opposition in our lives. Ask a few students to share their thoughts with the class. Acts chapter 13 verses 14-43. Paul recounts the history of the Israelites and testifies that Jesus Christ came in fulfillment of God's promises. Invite students to think of a mistake they have made that they wish they could go back and erase. Explain that sometimes the opposition we face occurs because of our own sinful choices. Encourage students to look for a principle as they study Acts 13:14-43 that can help them overcome this opposition. Summarize Acts 13:14-37 by explaining that Paul and Barnabas left Cyprus and sailed to Pamphylia in present-day Turkey, after which one of their companions, John Mark, decided to leave them and return home. Paul and Barnabas continued on to Antioch in Pisidia, not to be confused with Antioch in Syria, from which they began their mission. On the Sabbath there, Paul stood before the men at the synagogue and recounted events from Israelite history. Paul then testified of Jesus Christ as the promised Savior of Israel. Invite students to read Acts 13:26 through 34 silently, looking for what Paul taught about Jesus Christ. What did Paul want those at the synagogue to understand about Jesus Christ? Ask a student to read Acts 13:38 through 39 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what blessing Paul taught that we can receive through the atonement of Jesus Christ. What blessing can we receive because of Jesus Christ and His atonement? Using students' words, write the following truth on the board. We can be forgiven of our sins and justified through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Explain that the word justified, as used in verse 39, means, quote, to be pardoned or forgiven from punishment for sin and declared guiltless, end quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Justification. When a person is justified through the atonement of Jesus Christ, his or her relationship with God is again made right. How does the atonement of Jesus Christ allow us to be justified from our sins? To help students understand the doctrine, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, Jesus suffered and gave His life to atone for sin. The power of His atonement can erase the effects of sin in us. When we repent, His atoning grace justifies and cleanses us. See 3 Nephi 27:16 through 20. It is as if we had not succumbed, as if we had not yielded to temptation, end quote. From That They May Be One in Us, Ensign Orleahona, November 2002. What must we do to be forgiven of our sins and justified through the atonement of Jesus Christ? Who are some people from the Scriptures who were forgiven of their sins and justified through the atonement of Jesus Christ? Some examples could include Paul, Alma the Younger, and Enos. Invite students to sing the first two verses of I Stand All Amazed. Encourage them to look as they sing for how the author of the hymn expressed his gratitude for the Savior's atonement and forgiveness. Invite students to answer the following question in their class notebooks or scripture study journals, or on a piece of paper. What feelings do you have toward Jesus Christ when you think about how His atonement makes it possible for you to be forgiven of your sins? After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they wrote. Encourage students to follow any promptings they may have received from the Holy Ghost to help them receive forgiveness and justification through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Summarize Acts chapter 13, verses 40 through 43, by explaining that, following Paul's sermon, many Gentiles asked Paul to teach again on the following Sabbath. Acts chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. Paul and Barnabas preach boldly, despite increased persecution. Explain that on the next Sabbath day, nearly the entire city came to hear Paul and Barnabas teach the Word of God. Divide students into pairs and invite them to read Acts 13, 44 through 52 together. Instruct one student in each pair to look for the attitudes and actions of the Jews, and the other student to look for the attitudes and actions of the Gentiles, as the people gathered to hear Paul and Barnabas. Encourage students to also read the Joseph Smith translation in verse 48, footnote A. When students are finished reading, ask each pair of students to compare and contrast the attitudes and actions of the Jews with the attitudes and actions of the Gentiles. What blessings came to those who were willing to listen to Paul and his companions? Acts chapter 14. Paul and Barnabas perform miracles as they preach the gospel amidst continued persecution. Write the following question on the board. Why does the Lord allow good people to experience difficult trials? Invite students to look for a principle as they study Acts 14 that can help them understand one way to answer this question. Explain that Acts 14:1-21 describes some of the tribulations that Paul and Barnabas endured as they continued to preach. Invite a few students to read the following verses aloud and ask the class to follow along looking for the tribulations the missionaries faced. Number 1. Acts 14:1-2. Unbelieving Jews stir up the Gentiles against Paul and Barnabas. Number 2. Acts 14:8-18. After Paul heals a crippled man, the people in Lystra think Paul and Barnabas are Greek gods and attempt to offer sacrifice to them. Number 3. Acts 14:19-20. Paul is stoned and reviled. What tribulations did Paul and Barnabas have to endure? What thoughts might you have had if you had been with Paul and Barnabas during these trials? Invite a student to read Acts 14:22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught about tribulation. What principle does Paul teach in this verse? Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. As we faithfully pass through tribulation, we will be prepared to enter the celestial kingdom. In what ways do you think faithfully enduring tribulation can prepare us for the celestial kingdom? Note: help students identify doctrines and principles. One purpose of the Scriptures is to teach doctrines and principles of the gospel. Identifying doctrines and principles found in the Scriptures is one of the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning. Learning how to identify them takes thoughtful effort and practice. As doctrines and principles are identified, make sure they are clearly and simply stated to ensure these truths are clear in students' minds. Ask students to ponder blessings that have come to them or to people they know as they have faithfully passed through tribulation. Invite a few students to share their experiences. Remind students that they should not share experiences that are too sacred or private. Consider sharing your own personal experiences that can further illustrate this principle and testify of its truthfulness. Encourage students to ponder the truths they identified during their study of Acts 13 and 14 and choose one that will help them most during trials. Provide a small note card or piece of paper for each student and invite students to write on the card the principle they chose. Encourage students to post it somewhere they will see it often, a mirror, their school locker, and so on, to provide strength and encouragement when they face trials.